To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We are live at Craft House Reston today on Grant and Danny. And we'll be here until 6:30 for a Football Friday. Come on out. Have yourself a little happy hour cocktail. Get yourself something to eat. And let's talk ball. Taking you up to week 14 in the NFL. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murrah.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murrah can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Those guys are allowing the show to hit the road this weekend. They are taking us to Minneapolis, where we will be broadcasting live after the game on Monday. Looking forward to that. We'll give some deets on our Monday show. For those of you that are out there, you can hit me up at Grant H. Pulse, and we'll try to get together with listeners somewhere as we are out and about. But right now, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show, Logan Paulson, my buddy who I host Take Command with, a Commanders podcast. Hopefully you all have subscribed and rated and reviewed and done all those podcasty things with. Logan, appreciate you hopping on with me and Danny here. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Now that I'm talking to you guys, you fine gentlemen. So how are things going with you guys, all right?
We're great, dude.
Oh, we're handsome. Danny's wearing a suit. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, it's a big day. Logan, real quick, Thanksgiving, did you allow yourself to have a single unit of carbohydrates?
Everyone gets on this carbohydrate kick, man. Carbohydrates are good for you. I just regulate the amount of carbohydrate that I eat. Does that make sense?
By not eating them?
I'm not doing the Grant Paulson, you know, bathtub of mashed potatoes joint. You know what I mean? It's more like, hey, here's a nice portion, nice spoonful of mashed potatoes.
I advocated for him to do a football helmet full of mac and cheese and a bathtub full of mashed potatoes.
Yes.
He didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's his problem.
Look at me. I'm in shape.
And make sure you have four dinner rolls. I said four dinner rolls. Logan, Jaden Daniels is back. He is going to be playing, starting against this Vikings defense. Your reaction to that?
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, this is the guy that's supposed to, you know, be the savior of the franchise, and I want to see him on the field sooner rather than later. And again, like, I trust the medical staff. I trust Dan Quinn. I trust the people involved with the decision-making process. So if he's ready to go, I want to see him on the field. I think I am a little bit concerned about how he's going to handle this Minnesota defense on Take Command. We talked about how much they pressure, how exotic they pressure. And that makes me a little bit concerned because I think there's going to be a lot of exposure here to, you know, unblocked rushers, all those types of things. But, man, I can't wait to see Jaden Daniels back on the field with Terry McLaurin and this offensive line that seems to be finding its stride at the right time of the year.
What challenges does that defense bring? Brian Flores loves blitzing so much. He loves it as much as I love carbohydrates, Logie.
I mean, he actually might like it more, man. I mean, he is absolutely diabolical. I think, you know, we talked about it on the Take Command podcast. Like, he's blitzing since their bye week at, like, a 58% rate, which is crazy. Like, there are teams where you watch them, you say, oh, man, this team is blitzing a lot. This team is seemingly blitzing almost every single play. They're blitzing on first down. They're blitzing on second down. They're blitzing on third down. And the stuff they're bringing on first down isn't like your normal conventional, hey, we're going to bring the Sam. We're going to bring the Will. We're going to bring the Mike. It's like, hey, here's a cross dog with a nickel pressure, and we're going to zone drop Van Ginkle out under a slant window. And you're like, where the heck did that come from? It's just novel patterns from a blitz perspective, novel coverage philosophy. They play a lot of like light man match. So what I mean by that is like they'll play a match coverage with six players as opposed to a traditional seven in the back end. And it presents a lot of unconventional looks, and the amount of pressure and kind of disruption they're able to create on early downs and on third down is really kind of, they're one of one in terms of what they're able to do there.
So what's the counter if you're Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, knowing that's coming?
Well, I think all the prep for something like this has to come on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what I mean by that is, like, if we can identify tells, positions, different variables that kind of tip their hand, and we can get our protections targeted, we can get our runs targeted, you can gash them. I mean, that's the one negative thing about bringing all this pressure is you are unsound for a portion of the blitz, right? So while, you know, that three technique is looping to a five technique, if that combination on outside zone is really, really good, you can kind of build a wall there very quickly. And so anything you can find there to maximize the offensive line specifically, maximize the backs, anybody involved in the pass protection surface, I think is going to help you kind of take that next step with the offense this week.
Our guy Logan Paulson with us here on G&D. Logan, I just want to hear your voice on this as a knowledgeable football gentleman. The debate du jour kind of among smart football folks that I respect and like a lot is now the trend of everybody being under center all the time. Last year, two teams that weren't under center that much met in the Super Bowl. This year, it's under center or bust pretty much, right, where there's a huge correlation with that and the best offense is performing at the highest level. What are the trade-offs for being in shotgun as often as Washington is? There are some benefits. Yes, I'd love for you to give folks some light on that. What's good and what's bad about it?
So, yeah, I think a couple of the benefits are, like, you can get in more zone read looks, you know, where you got the back running away, you're reading the backside end, you could run GT bash from the gun where you're pulling the backside guard, backside tackle, you're reading the backside end for I, whoever that player is, you can run more zone read from the gun. Like, some of these kind of more quote-unquote, like, college innovations, high school innovations that are sweeping the NFL at the moment, they are better from the gun, right? So I think, like, that's really where the advantage comes from. And, again, like, being from the gun is kind of a nebulous term. I consider the gun when the quarterback's behind the center, 5 yards away, and the back's offset right to left. I think that there are some advantages and wrinkles you can get to from the pistol, you know, where the quarterback's at like 4.5 and the back's at 7, that help mitigate some of those kind of tendencies that you get from gun runs specifically. But I do think it gives you flexibility. It just depends on how you manage the flexibility and how you kind of and how you handle the limitations of the backfield set. I think if you look at the Miami Dolphins, that's a great example of a team that runs what I would consider like quote unquote under center play action stuff, but from the gun just because of how they manage backfield action. So I think you can get around a lot of the limitations of it, but I do think there are some benefits that are often overlooked in these kind of under-center gun conversations.
Logan Paulson, who you can listen to on Take Command, 3 episodes a week, wherever you get your audio. All right, Logan, I'm curious about the health of this offense and what it's going to mean. I mean, this is going to be the first time this collection of players has been on the field together all season. Daniels is going to have Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Lane, kind of the guys from the first day of training camp if Terry was there. The only player really missing is Austin Ekeler in the backfield, and McNichols in that role has been terrific anyway. But you've got your backs, you've got your tight ends, you've got the offensive line that they want, which is really ascending. I mean, this was part of my argument that I thought all the talk about not bringing him back was so ridiculous for. Like, this is the group. I mean, isn't this going to be telling now against a good defense coming up?
I mean, I would assume so. I mean, like, all of the limitations we've talked about this year, they don't have the playmakers on the perimeter. The offensive line hasn't gelled yet. Those are really valid criticisms of where this team was at and really valid observations of what was going on. But like you said, now that's no longer an excuse. Let's see what this offense looks like. Can you kind of replicate all of the explosive dynamism that we saw last year throughout, you know, the efficiency running the football, the efficiency in pass protection, keeping the quarterback clean, letting him hit some of these throws down the field for these really explosive plays. You know, like they were third in the NFL last year in explosive plays over 50 yards. Like, can we get some of that, those teeth back? And I think, yes, the personnel would indicate yes. And so now, again, this is a tough challenge versus Minnesota, like we just talked about, all the nuance and variety that they bring from a pressure standpoint. But you want to be a playoff-caliber team. Like, this is supposed to be your playoff-caliber offense. Let's see how this sucker looks with one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL at the helm, and let's see if we can make some of these plays that we saw last year.
How do we keep Jaden Daniels as healthy as possible? It's football. I understand hits will be made. That the Dallas game is my kind of case to this, Logan, where he's in the pocket, something freaky happens, and he gets hurt. Quarterbacks get hurt, football players get hurt, et cetera. But process-wise, what can be done to try to ensure his health and safety?
Yeah, I think when you look at – I'm going to give Cliff a shout-out here because I think he's done a really good job since Marcus has taken over, specifically the last 2 weeks, of calling a game that is more – I'm going to say offensive line friendly and then therefore quarterback friendly, and how it keeps him safe and keeps him protected. Like, we've been in a little bit more heavy personnel. We've been in tighter formations. We've been in looks in terms of running the football that, again, kind of married to some of our play action pass stuff. And I think, like, those things are really advantageous because anything you can do to make the offensive line more efficient, let them feel more comfortable, I think leads to an environment where the quarterback is going to be more comfortable and going to be safer, right? Because the defense can't just tee off. You know, one of the criticisms of being in the gun all the time is that it's a pretty big tell for the defense, right? There's been more variety formationally. There's been more variety in terms of the personnel's on the field as well the last couple of weeks. I think that stuff is going to be really, really helpful because it's going to decrease the amount of pressure that Jaden Daniels sees. And so you look at the games where he's been disrupted or uncomfortable, you know, like the Green Bay game is a great example. The Dallas game is a great example. We don't get the best version of him. But when you look at the Bears game, when you look at the Chargers game, when you look at the Giants game from earlier in the season, you see a guy who's dynamic and explosive and efficient as a playmaker. And I think it comes down really to the protection. I think Clip of the last couple of weeks has shown a propensity to improve in that area, and the offense has improved in that area.
Logan Paulson on G&D. Flip side, let's talk about the defense. Two games now with Dan Quinn calling plays. They've been way, way better. Some of that might be that you're facing quarterbacks that are missing some things, but they've also just played better football on that side of the ball pretty obviously too. And you get a quarterback that should miss a lot of things this weekend, hopefully, in J.J. McCarthy, who has been a mess for the Vikings. What do you see when you watch him, and what do you make of Quinn as a play caller so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tackle the first one there first. I think, you know, there are some things that JJ does that I think are good. I think he kind of generally understands, like, where the ball should go, generally understands the protection rules, generally understands, like, when he's hot or not. I think the thing that sticks out to me, like, as a glaring issue is that he's the throwing nuance that you see from a lot of the top-flight quarterbacks just isn't there, man. Like, he's throwing a rope, low trajectory laser beam pretty much for every throw. So it's like he's got the one golf club and he's going to hit the crap out of that golf club no matter what. And that's not always the right decision when he's playing in the football game. And I think it leads to drops. I think it leads to incompletions. I think it leads to kind of mistimed opportunities just in general. So I think you're seeing that in terms of his completion percentage. It's 54%. That's not very good, obviously. So I think that's what you're seeing. So when it comes to playing defense versus him, I think it's like understanding what Dan's done the last couple of weeks, zone, keep everything in front of you, and rely on the quarterback to make a mistake. I think that's going to come to the forefront here in a nice way because of his inefficiencies as a player. Now, what I've seen from Dan, I think Dan's done a really nice job of just maximizing the personnel that he's got. He understands the limitations of the group, of the pass rushers, of the coverage guys, and we've shifted our philosophy. And in this philosophy shift, it leaves you open to some of the underneath check down stuff and these long drives like we saw versus Denver. But he's also kind of relying on the fact that most quarterbacks can't do that. And so, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, Bo Nix, they struggled in that regard mightily. And so I think that's what you're seeing here is a guy that understands a coach and Dan Quinn understands the defensive limitations and just try to maximize the personnel the best way that he can.
Logan, I want to tap into your playing days. You played for good teams, you know, teams that came in second a lot and kind of everything in between. What's it like in a typical locker room right now if the season hasn't gone according to plan? Like, you know, you're way under 500. And it seems like this one might be a little bit different than that. I know the results haven't been there, but they seem pretty together to me. I mean, that's based on brief little snippets on HBO or the occasional thing they release. But it seems like a good group still. What's it normally like, and what do you think this group is like?
I mean, this is going to be pretty dark this time of year. What are they, 3-9 at the moment? Like, that's mm-hmm. a tough environment to be in. Like, I've been a part of the 3-13 season in 2013, and that thing was on fire. You know, like, everyone kind of knew people were going to get fired. It was a bad deal. Everyone's just trying to play to make sure that they got an opportunity next year. When I was at the Bears, I think they were 3-13 as well. That was a really tough thing. Maybe they were 2-14. I don't remember exactly, but those are tough locker rooms to be in. And so to see kind of the togetherness, the fellowship, the brotherhood, the continued work ethic that you seek. I mean, because, like, and everyone says, well, how do you know that, Logan? I just look at the last two games and look at how drastically different the defensive performance has been, how the offenses continue to improve. You don't see that in locker rooms that are really, really struggling. So I think this is a credit and a testament to Dan Quinn, the defense and offensive staffs, for being able to keep guys on track. I just hope that they're able to get rewarded here in the next couple of weeks with a couple of wins and kind of show that, hey, this process of brotherhood, family, togetherness that we've been preaching is the right way to go about it. And, again, because that would make everything a whole lot better coming out at the end of the season.
Logan, I'm a big fan of your work, big fan of the hit podcast that you're on, Take Command, as well. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, boys.
Be good. There's Logan Paulson. By the way, Logan has a big weekend coming up.
What's Logan got?
Saturday, the Stonebridge Bulldogs are in a state playoff game. He's the play caller and the offensive coordinator for the Kedrick Golston-coached Stonebridge program. Mm-hmm. They've got a day game tomorrow, and then he's getting on a plane to fly to Minneapolis to join the radio crew going into Sunday's game. So it's going to be a busy weekend for old Logie.
I love that. I like when our folks, good folks that we like hang out with, like you and me, and then everyone else in our sphere, has like cool stuff that they're doing. I like that. I want to see Logan go get a little statey, go a little district playoff
situation. Trying to win a state championship. They went to overtime in the region final last week and got themselves a win on a blocked extra point.
No way.
They scored first, kicked the extra point. I think they were playing Riverbend down in the Fredericksburg area, home of the?
Riverbenders.
Riverbend Bears. And the Bears tied
the Bears.
They scored the touchdown to tie the game with the extra point, and then the Bulldogs blocked the extra
point. And they blocked it, and they win.
How about that?
That is – can you imagine?
Yeah,
the electricity.
Cool. So they got a home game, I believe, tomorrow afternoon before he flies out. All right, Danny, a lot of people have asked this, so before we come back and dive back into the NFL, I thought we could address this once and for all.
What's that?
People want to know, Operation Does Danny Have Pink Eye?
Again, we're not going to get the satisfaction. This, by the way, is the Jaden Daniels injury update of health updates.
I didn't say this to you, but I am kind of annoyed. I wanted a yes or no.
I did too.
And you're doing this like, well, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to sit next to you all day anyway. So, like, tell people what's going on.
Well,
here.
What I've done a couple times is I've picked my eye and just sort of generally gesture towards you.
Right.
No, I here's what I'm doing. I am acting as if I have pink eye. And what that means is you'll notice, I have not touched my eye consciously once in the last 24 hours. Okay, I haven't. And you could watch me like a hawk on the stream, even though my eyes are a little bit itchy here and there. But I went to urgent care last night. She said it's too early to tell if you do, because the way we tell, there's evidence. This is gross. Everybody bear with me. We're adults here. There's that discharge. You know that gross stuff that's
that
in your eye?
That is a gross word.
It's a terrible word.
Discharge is tough.
Most ladies hate the word moist in general. They think that's a terrible word. And I'm with you. It's not a great word. I'll take moist every time over discharge. I think discharge is the grossest thing we've got.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't hear that word very much.
Yeah. Any hoodles. She's like, I can't tell yet, but your instincts are right in that, if your tear ducts are swollen and it feels like you're blocked up in that way and you've been a little bit stuffy around people that are sick. You know, one of my kids is sick. Like, everybody's sick all the time. Our boss is sick. Ryan had the sick last week.
Is CK sick right now?
Yeah, he's sick at home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Working from home last
week. How do you know
that? It's in your email, man. You got to check your emails.
Company email?
Both.
I had no idea CK was sick.
Because you deleted.
Hope you're feeling better, boss.
You delete it so rapid fire. You're the quickest deleter of all time.
That's a good point.
So she's like, your instincts are right. I'll get the prescription if you get started. I bopped over to CVS, picked up my prescription, started it last night. So within the next 6 hours or so, less than that, actually, what time is it now? Three. Probably the next 4 hours, I'll have had 24 hours of taking the medicine, which means I'm no longer contagious.
Well, at the exact minute, right? That's how it works. Exactly 24 hours, you will not be contagious.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's 23 hours and 57 minutes and you are, and then it's like, okay, the clocks are struck midnight and you're not. But that's the basic best practice to
follow. But you should be okay then to go to Minneapolis.
That is the idea, yes.
Very good.
Yeah, so the eye drops
are silly.
What if
you start to get pus and discharge?
If we get discharged, all bets are off. If it's discharge, then we're shutting it down. But there isn't any.
I mean, it's a little bit, I would say the outside of your left eye looks a little worse to me. Not redder. It's less pink. But more like mucus adjacent than it did yesterday.
Interesting.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't get in your head, but we'll see where we're going.
Well, I mean, the whole reason this thing started is because you got in my head. No, I'm kidding. These are all relevant data points. I will say I've got my drops going, and they feel wonderful.
Yes.
And it's not like I felt bad. I felt fine. It was just like my eyes were itchy and irritated and tearing up and all weird yesterday. It was like, I'm just really upset about this Daniels mystery, and I don't know if he's going to play or not. And I don't like how Dan Quinn is so vague with it. And that's what it felt like all day. And I got checked out, did the best we could. And that's my health update. Again, it's not the closure you guys want. You guys want an injury designation in or out. I'm telling you, my return to play metrics, we're not going to miss a mark.
Yeah, you missed a mark, I think, is what I'm gathering. But it sounds like, for now, no pink eye. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and but we're taking precaution.
If you have pink eye, it doesn't affect anybody by a few hours from right now.
That's the idea.
So if you come out here, don't rub your eye against Danny.
Right. So, for example, earlier a listener was here, and I waved hello, like good to see you. But we need to limit the interactions. I'm not shaking hands.
But I'm happy to kiss some babies and shake some hands.
Yeah, Grant will do that for you.
We are in Reston. We are at Craft House. Come on out, kick it with us. This is a great spot. We're going to be here at the Reston Town Center until 6:30 today on G&D. We're getting ready to go to Minnesota. We fly out in the morning. I got to pack tonight. It is really, really cold. We'll talk about that next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's been a lot of adversity, but, I'm young in my career, and, something that I got to battle through, and, you go through adversity at some point, so however you approach it and you try to weather the storm and come out and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Jaden Daniels today meeting with reporters. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. If you're just hopping in the car, leaving the office early on Friday Two things to know. One, Daniels will be back. He is starting against the Vikings. Kickoff Sunday at 12 in Minnesota for us at the game. 1 o'clock East time. The Commanders will have as close to their entire offense on the field as they're going to have at any point this season. Only Austin Ekeler, dealing with that torn Achilles, is out. Otherwise, McLaurin, Noah Brown, both expected to go. Debo Samuel, your next best playmaker, will be out there. The entire offensive line, the running back room, the tight ends, everybody available to Jaden Daniels, who returns for the first time since playing against Seattle. So this is going to be not only more entertaining for fans to watch, but more telling and revealing as to this operation. The other thing to know, if you're just getting in the car, is that we are out and about today and resting at Kraft House. We're going to be here until 6:30. So as you get out of the office, want to come on out for happy hour, this is the spot to post up tonight. Get something to eat and drink as we get ready for football in week 14. Daniels, though, talking with the media there, talking about adversity. Man, has he dealt with plenty of it this year.
Yeah, seriously. It comes at you fast, right?
Last year, everything that could go right did, it felt like, in a lot of ways. It was just a charmed life, and he brought it all on himself by how well he played. He was amazing. This year, it's like the deck's been stacked against him with fluky things, but you've got the early injury against the Packers. You're scratching and clawing to get back. Then you have the hamstring. Okay, fine. You rehab that. Now you're back. Then you come back. You have the elbow. And, oh, by the way, in the meantime, when you are playing, you're without some of your best players. You've had collectively a couple dozen snaps with the receiving core that you thought you'd be playing with. And this is the league. This is what's going to happen at times. You just got to deal with it. Everybody goes through it. But night and day, two seasons for him in terms of things going the way you want or things going a way that makes life really hard.
Yeah, and as anybody that's lived enough experience, you understand that that is exactly how life works. That's a microcosm. Last year we thought, oh, here's the adversity, right? That broken rib where he's getting wrapped up between every play over on the sideline, and even though we had to pretend that everything was fine, he was clearly not himself. And we thought, okay, there's your adversity, right? There's your hard part. Few-game losing streak for Washington, right? In a charmed life, a charmed year. No, this is actually what it looks like, where everybody playing better competition, a lot less Cooper rushes on your schedule. Defensive coordinators know what the hell you're doing. You're limited on offense, both in terms of personnel and, again, those defensive adjustments, and then those injuries catch up to you. So, yeah, this has been a terrible, terrible year in that way. And just on a personal level, I do just want good things to validate the process for him.
Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day today here on The Fan. You can go vote on our Twitter account. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting and take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Getting people's reactions to the return of Jaden Daniels. 63% of our listeners correctly are thrilled that he's back. 13% incorrectly would prefer that he sits out. And 24% have checked out. They say season's lost. Don't care. New phone. Who dis? So you can go vote. Again, 106.7 The Fan Twitter account on our poll of the day. We are going to Minnesota. We've been talking about that quite a bit the last couple of weeks. I got a lot of things to still do before now and when we get on that plane tomorrow. That'll be the first time when I sit down at the airport. We're like, you know, everything's behind you now. You either got ready or you didn't, but we're going one way or the other, and let's make it work, right?
Yep.
So it'll be a stressful night of packing and getting everything lined up. In the meantime, to go have a lot of fun this weekend. But how much have you looked at, like, the actual wind chill weather of how cold it is?
Very little.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those where once you're past a certain point, and we are very past it, right, you can tell me it's negative 12. You can tell me it's 3. You can tell me it's negative. It's beyond human ability to deal with.
I mean, your earmuffs are definitely making it into their bag, right? Are you bringing your earmuffs?
Oh, I hadn't thought about it. Maybe I could.
Will you go, like, warm hat, or will you possibly avoid earmuffs just so that we don't see them, or is that not a consideration?
No, I'm 46. I don't care.
Yeah.
I wonder, actually. I hadn't thought about it. It may be earmuff and hat type situation.
Oh, boy. Because
it's so unbelievably cold. And I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
I guess here's my question. And
sure.
By the way, I'd love to.
Here's the earmuffs.
Well, I prefer to see the earmuffs, yes, because I'd love to drone on those a little bit. Clary, if you could give us an updated weather report with wind chill. I'm looking for Minnesota wind chill at night the next couple of days. But here's what I want to know, Danny. What, like, warming devices are you planning on packing? I don't even know how to pack for an environment this cold. So I'm going to bring a coat.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a hat and gloves. I could buy those tonight, I guess. But I'll get, like, some kind of beanie and some gloves.
I got those things.
Because I don't know. You always wear those, so I'm sure you have those.
Sure, yeah.
Is there anything else you're bringing?
Yes, I have a something my wife got for me, almost as a joke, but I'm like, joke's on you. I'm using it.
Earmuffs.
No. That's just a functional thing that I do to keep my ears warm. I have a full body long underwear thing.
Long johns.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably the better
term. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. So I've got like the tights that you can wear under your sweatpants or under shorts if you're working out or whatever. But I've got a full body suit for that.
So it's not these that are just like from the like underwear that goes all the way to your ankles?
It's that, but a top too.
So it's
and
like
it's all in one piece.
It's what they wear in the movies from like the 50s where they like get undressed, but now they're wearing this one big shirt that keeps going all
kind
the way
of. And then it's more like imagine I was doing the bobsled at the Winter Games.
But it's not spandex, it's cotton.
Mm. It's more spandex than it is cotton.
Really?
It's meant to be under. It's not the last thing you're going to see.
So you wear it every day?
Don't know. The days we're going to be outside, because when we go to the actual game, it's an indoor stadium.
True.
Right? So I'm not wearing
Saturday
it there. It sounds like Saturday we're going to get wherever we're going, and then I could put it on then.
So you go underwear, then this thing, then clothes?
So this thing is meant to be underwear. It's your first layer.
So you don't wear underwear under it?
No. This is long underwear.
Okay.
But it's also a full body suit.
And
of
it's
long
spandex.
Underwear. Not exactly like spandex, but it's like that moisture wicking kind of keep you warm situation.
Okay.
It's your first base layer. Layering is the key.
Can I get meteorologist, show historian, weatherman,
geography
Ryan
expert,
Clary, as you'd please, on this? So what is the wind chill going to be? I know the temperature's in the teens. What's it going to feel like in Minnesota?
So it's kind of hard to tell how it's going to feel like in Minnesota at this point. I can tell you this. It's going to be like 5 to 10 mile per hour winds on Saturday. So obviously it's going to feel a little bit colder. It's going to be very nippy. And I think that, I mean, layer up. Because the low, it's actually getting colder.
Yeah.
And the last time we checked, I believe the low was at 5 or 6 degrees for tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, how does 0 degrees Fahrenheit sound to you?
It's as low as it goes.
That's low as it goes.
Oh. But is that like late night? Is that two in the morning?
I mean, it's as of right now, at night, I believe at like around 1 a.m., it says it's going to be 0 degrees. So if it's like, let's say the wind's going like 5-10 miles per hour, the feels like temperature is going to be like, I don't know, -5 maybe? Something
I'd
in
say
that
colder.
Area.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, it is going to be insane. I mean, I feel as if that there is no way to prepare for this cold. Like,
this
you're going to be cold.
This is the coldest I think I've ever been. Like, so, that's the coldest environment. To quote Owen Wilson, it's the coldest environment imaginable. It's the coldest environment imaginable.
Because you had to get the game in, we played a game against Hofstra in 0-degree weather in February. Just happened to be one of those cold snaps, and you couldn't do anything about it. The game had to happen. They weren't coming back. We certainly weren't going to go somewhere to make it up. And the wind was whipping that day, my friends. It was a 1-0 game. I think it lasted 45 minutes total because nobody could do anything. The players that weren't in the game were allowed to stay in the van for both teams with the heat running. What you would do is you'd come in from the outfield and you'd get in the front seat or the field. You get to warm up a little bit next to the space heater. Then you had to, you know, have your uniform on and go up to bat and do whatever. People were just, get me out of this environment. I prepared for whatever this is. I've been that cold.
Dad, you're more in my camp. Danny, like, has very nice clothes and has a nice wardrobe and is very fancy with his attire. You and I are kind of similar. What are you packing in terms of trying to keep warm? What do you own?
Oh, man, this is going to be tough. So I do have a pretty nice, good, decent coat, I would say.
Okay.
I do have gloves. I will have a warm, you know, kind of like beanie with a, you know, with the puffball on the top. I'll have a couple of those. Give me some options.
Yes.
Other than that, I mean, I was thinking about bringing an extra hoodie or two to wear under the coat or over the
coat.
That's
my current play. I'm thinking late. So I'm thinking like shirt, like normal shirt, then hoodie, then coat.
Right.
Hat, gloves.
That's the play.
I don't know what else I got, but that still doesn't seem like enough.
So here, the gloves that I've got, GP, I'll show them to you. I got these little Under Armour gloves. I'm going to wear these. Okay, do you see how these go? I'll show the cameras.
Oh, those are the ones you can wear and still like touch your phone.
You can still touch the phone. It's not great for touching your phone, but it's okay.
But those aren't warm.
These are your under gloves. This goes inside. So this goes on your hand.
You had two pairs of gloves this whole time?
Harry, it's the Rockies. You put that inside of the bigger winter glove. It's the only way to stay warm in that kind of temperature.
two pairs of gloves. I think I'm going to try to find tonight hand warmers as well. Because here's the thing. Again, the game is indoors.
It's indoors.
Which is a game changer.
Now, getting there.
But we don't know what this Saturday situation is.
No, we don't.
We've been told to like, we're going to have a blast. I'm sure they're planning great things. If it's up to me, we're never outside for a single second.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying.
It's 0 degrees. Like, oh, we're going somewhere? Awesome. I'll call the Uber.
So there's a
like that.
You know what I'm asking?
We're being told, like, are we like going like on the back of a sled with like dogs on like snow stuff?
We're doing an Iditarod. I don't know.
But he's like, wear shoes.
There's an episode of Friends early on when Ross and Chandler's friend Gandalf is coming to party. And they're like, okay, I have an extra pair of socks, some mittens, a subway token, a bulletproof vest, and a gum wrapper. Like, because you never know the adventure. Like, you have to pack for everything because this guy's coming to town and he's so crazy. That's what it feels like to me, where I have no idea how to pack.
Would you mind if you packed your other pairs of earmuffs so me and Darius could wear them?
After what I've received from you, kindly.
Yes.
F off.
Okay.
And you get nothing. But and you're going to have to like
you can keep your favorite pair, whichever that is, and then with your second and your third spares,
no.
Maybe Dad and I could wear earmuffs.
No. Again, respectfully.
Yes.
After the shrapnel
yes.
that I've caught from earmuff joning, no. I hope yours freeze. I hope you're miserable.
Can Back I offer you. Some suggestions?
Sure.
As someone who has lived in that sort of environment. I was just showing Grant. There was a time at school where in Wisconsin, which you know is used to cold weather, we canceled school because it was too cold. It was negative 16. Mm. That was not real feel. That was the actual temperature. The real feel was like negative 25.
That's insane.
Negative 30.
When it's like that, if you spit, does it freeze before it hits the ground?
No, but any part of your body that was open to the air started burning within 10 seconds.
Okay.
It's a freezer burn.
So what I would suggest, my go-to when I was in Wisconsin was a quarter zip, the athletic-like quarter zips, underneath a hoodie. You could go underneath a jacket after that, but that was a layering thing that worked for me, which kept me reasonably warm even into the temperatures of what you'll see in Minnesota. The other thing that I would suggest, and this can
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Today we're winning off the field on Grant and Danny out and about in Reston at the Craft House. Come on out and join us. We're going to be here until 6:30 as you get out of the office. A little happy hour, Selly, ahead of Week 14, the NFL season. And the Commanders with some rare good injury news the last couple of weeks. Everybody's getting healthier. Too little too late for the season, but something to watch this weekend. Jaden Daniels will be throwing passes to Terry McLaurin against the Minnesota Vikings in Minneapolis. But it's time to figure out how you are winning off the field. We do this in honor of Bruce Allen saying these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
So this morning it's complicated, but I went down to the George Washington University where I'm hosting their GW Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight. It's why I'm dressed fancy pants, okay? I went down there for a sound check. I took my wife's car. It's a long story as to why, but I did. I had my computer bag in the car because I thought I was going to go straight from there to here. Turns out I had a little more time. I stopped at home. My wife was home, and she grabbed her car, and I took my car. Everybody with me so far? Makes sense? I realized, crap, my computer bag that you see right here, GP.
Yes.
You'll notice it's here. It was in the back seat or the trunk of my wife's car. And so I'm like, oh, my God, I just realized it. What's going on? And it turns out, funnily enough, both our wives were getting their hair did today. That was her big activity.
Oh.
She was getting her hairs did. And I'm like, it's probably in some weird place that no one's ever been to. And it's like you have to know somebody. There's a password. And it's like, whatever. You got to change your email. Well, long and short, it was in Tyson's, which is not too far from where I was going to pick up the Devil's Toll Road to come, guess where? Right here to Craft House and Rest. It was one exit up on Route 7. I pop into the parking lot. It looked like I was doing some sort of high-level drug deal. I was not. I was grabbing my computer bag out of the trunk of a car. Nothing nefarious, but it looked weird. I grabbed it, got right back on the road. It only cost me about 4 minutes delay. So instead of a shebingus, it was kind of a minor annoyance. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Let's go to Dan, who's in Fairfax, who wants to tell us how he's in the win column. What's up, Dan? How are you?
Good, boys. So the past couple days I've had to work a double. I work retail. But today my coverage was able to come in a little early, which means I get to leave a couple hours early, get rush hour traffic, start my weekend a little early. And that's how I'm,
winning off the field.
All my favorite race station.
Attaboy. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Good phone call. A couple people want to help us with our Minneapolis dilemma, or I guess wanted to give us some pointers and tips on staying warm.
Good.
So let's do that. Adrian's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. It would make me win off the field if I'm not a block of ice in Minnesota. What's up, Adrian? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I just wanted to give y'all some tips on some of the things that I did, especially working around sports all the time. I'm an athletic trainer. Get some time in the military, and I hate the cold, so one of the things I've learned, there's a lot of heated gear out there that you can get for cheap. Heated hoodies, socks, gloves, everything, even beanies.
Are they available in stores that I can go to tonight? We fly out first thing in the morning.
Is that like an REI thing?
I think REI does have some. Most of mine I ordered online, though.
Okay.
But for future.
In future.
Yes. As is normally the case, my procrastination.
We started planning at 3:50 p.m. the day before we fly out. That's how we do it.
Thank you for your call. Yeah, that's one of those things where it was like, okay, we fly out in the morning. Let me check the temperature here. Oh, it's going to be cold.
Oh, it's going to be cold. Should I do something about that?
I have a hoodie. Does that work in Minnesota when it's zero?
I got a phone charger.
Pedro's in Virginia Beach. What's up, Pedro?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, dude.
Good. So I'll do a kind of winning off the field coupled into the warmness. Basically got a heated winter vest that she was actually talking about. Uh-huh. And it allows me to golf quite a bit more because it's electric. It heats your neck. The pockets are warmed. It heats your back and your chest is lined. And it's literally just like one of those batteries that you can actually even plug in your cell phone to the battery it uses and charge your cell phone at the same time. So it's,
wow.
It's pretty awesome. I got mine at REI, so you might be able to find it.
That is amazing. Thank you for the call.
Is that a rechargeable battery?
I would imagine it doesn't die after you wear it a couple times, right?
Or you're just getting a couple of double A's and finding that one spot and replacing it. I don't know.
A couple people have answered the question I've been rhetorically asking all week, which is this like Indianapolis, which is the only city I've been in the winter that's really cold, where everything you can do in the city you can get to indoors in hallways and underground tunnels and stuff. And supposedly Minnesota is built like that.
Oh,
so we might not actually have to go outside that much.
So, like, Vegas is like that for the opposite reason, because it's 1:31 in the sun.
Right.
Right? And so you can just walk between all the casinos
there's
underground.
There's like a tram that takes you wherever.
Yeah.
I don't know that they got that going on there.
There's an Allen Trammell.
I think we can't, like, there's points where we can go underground. The convention center in Indianapolis, you could go, like, six blocks just walking in hallways. I think it sounds like Minnesota might be like that, which would be a big deal. Let's give away some tickets to Leonard Skinner just a couple of minutes. As soon as we return, we'll give you a Beltway Blitz as well, taking you up to 6:30. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.